Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Beis, four lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis and Menalv, in our Mishnah, Daf Samach Alf and Menalv, we saw Machlekes Bnei'a, the din of Tanai Kofel. Rameya said we learned from the Psukim of Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain that we require a Tanai Kofel, and Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel stated that over there was specifically a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say a Tanai Kofel, but generally there is no requirement to have a Tanai Kofel. And Al Gemara now begins and brings the Pasuk in Pashas Nasai, which discusses the Pasha of Saita, and the Pasuk states, Vishbiya Isa Koyin, Va'omeli Isha, in Le Shachav Isha Isach, Vim Le Satis, Tumach Tachas Ishech, Hinaki Mea Marma Ma'ar Ma'ila. And the Gemara now states, Bishlein Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, Hayam Dechsev, in Le Shachav Isha Isach, Vim Le Satis, Tumach Tachas Ishech, Hinaki, and it only says one side of the equation. Since Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel does not require Tanai Kofel, therefore he understands that Mechla Lav at the Shemei Hain, and is therefore understood that if she did go and have a relationship with another man, then she will not be cleansed. El Ramea, Chinki Mi Ba'ilei, but according to Ramea, L'chay, we should say the other Tzad, and the pasuk should continue and state Vim Shachav Chinki, that if she did have a relationship with another man, then ultimately she will be choked. And the Gemara answers, Amram Tanukum Hinoki Ksiv, since when the pasuk used the lashon of Hinoki, it states it without an extra yud, and it doesn't write Hey Yud Nun Kuf Yud, therefore use the lashon that the pasuk says Hinoki in two ways. We use it regarding the first pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Leishachav Isha Isach, Vim Leisatis Tum Tachas Ishech, that Hinoki, then it will show that she's innocent, and we will also dash in the word Hinoki as if it says Chinki, and we will continue the Pasuk, and we will read the Pasuk that Chinki Mimea Marma Marmela, and we will attach it to the next Pasuk that says Va'atki Sotis Tachas Ishech, if she did stray from her husband and she had a relationship with another man, then she will be choked. Ayin Taisa Dio Maskali Nokiksiv, that he asked that Lechir Lefiza, comes out that the Maisa was stated before the Tanai, and we know that Ramea holds that we require a Tanai Kaidul Maisa, because he learns that din from Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain as well. Ayin Taisa is how he is Mefarish Agamara, but Ayin Ramban, who actually states that our Gemara is not stating that these psukim are actually a Tanai, they're actually a Shvua and a Ola, and the din of Tanai Kafel or Tanai Kaidul Maisa really doesn't apply at all. And the only reason why the Gemara asks a question of Ramea is because the Chari Lefir Ramea see that he doesn't hold that we say that Mechlal Lav Ata Shemei Hain, and that's why the Gemara asks the question, but definitely there is no requirement to actually follow all Dine Tanayim, but again, these psukim, Ayin Sham. Also, we explain Ram Tanukum that he Nokiksiv like Rashi, that really the Pasuk should have said it in Lashon Mole, and it should have said Hey Yud Nun Kuf Yud. Therefore, since it didn't say it in that fashion, so we dash it as if it says Chinki. But the Rashba explains that what Rav Tanchum meant to say is that the Lashon Hinoki is not a standard Lashon that's used in the Torah, and therefore we learn it as if it says Yishar Gufich Noki Minishmasech, that your Guf will be Noki and will be cleansed from your Neshama, and you will actually die. Ramin and Inchi Yatsu Plini Noki Minachasav Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues Bishlam Ramea Hainu Dechsev Hinoki, that according to Ramea, it makes sense why the Torah used a very unusual term of Hinoki, as we wanted to tell you that it also could be read as Chinki. And Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Lomli, according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, we should have used a more standard term, and the Torah should have stated in Leisotis Tumma Tachas Ishech Tichya, that she will live. And the Gemara explains Itzrich that we didn't need to say the word Hinoki, because Salkadai Techmina, according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, we would also think in Leishachav Ish Hinoki, if she didn't have a relationship with another man, then she'll be innocent, but Vim Shachav Lo Hinoki, but if she did have a relationship with him, then she will not be considered innocent, but she will also not be choked to death, El Yisurim Ba'alma, but she'll only receive an Issa Ba'alma, or like the Rishash's Geres, El Yisurim Ba'alma, but she'll only receive Yisurim, but she would not die. Kamash 1, that's why the Torah used Lashon Hinoki, in order that we should dash in it as if it says Chinki. Before we continue, let's just go back to the original Gemara's question, as Rashi is bothered that although in Pasuk Yud Tes, when the Torah states, V'am Ali Isham, Leishachav Ish Isach, Vim Leisatis Tumach Achish Ish, Hinoki, it doesn't say this other side of the coin, but Lemaisa in Pasukov, the Pasuk continues and says, Be'atki Sotis Tachas Yishich, if you did have a relationship with another man while you were married to this man, V'chinitmeis, V'yitin Eshbach, Eshechavta Mibali de Ishech, and then the Torah continues, V'shbia Koines Isha, B'shvuas Allah, V'ama Koin Isha, Yitin Hashem Isach La'alu L'shvu, B'seich Amech, B'seis Hashem Isurech Nefelas, V'sbitnech Tzava. So we do see that the other side of the coin is mentioned in Pashas Nasai. So what is the actual question of the Gemara? And Rashi explains that there are two separate shvuas that are mentioned in Pashas Saita, and therefore by each of the shvuas, we had to have both of the sides of the coin. And the Gemara's question is from the first shvua, Ayin and Rashi. The Gemara now continues and will ask a question on Rav Chanina ben Gamliel from the Pasuk in Pashas Chukas, B'negei de Paraduma. And the Gemara begins, Bishlan Ramea, according to Ramea, it makes sense, Hainu Dechsiv, that the Pasuk states, Hu Yischata Boi, by Yom HaShlishi, V'Yom HaShvi Yitar, V'Mlo Yischata, by Yom HaShlishi, V'Yom HaShvi, Lo Yitar, as we had to say, both sides of the coin. as even though this is not a tnai, Maisa, as we stated before, Rav Meir doesn't hold the klal mechlal lav at the shemei hein or mechlal hein at the shemei lav, and therefore the Torah had to say both sides of the coin. And with the Gemara now is El Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Lamli, according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, why did the Torah have to say both sides of the coin? All the Torah should say is who is chatted by Bayam Shlish Bayam Shvi Yitar, and we would know mechlal hein at the shemei lav that if you would not mischatted Bayam Shlish Bayam Shvi, you will not become tar. And the Gemara answers is zrich that according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, we needed to state it as sakadai chamina mitzvah zav b'shlishi b'shvi, that although the mitzvah l'chatchila is to be mazed and made paraduma onto a person that's tummy mace on the third and seventh day, however b'hichat ha'av b'chad minau avad, but the avad, if someone only does one of those hazayis, it would be fine and become tar. Kamash one, that the only way to become tar is if you actually do the hazayis on the third and seventh day, but if you didn't do either the third or the seventh day, you will not become tar. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question that will be relevant both according to Rav Meir as well as Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, as the pasuk later on in Parshas Chukas in pasuk Yud Tes states, "V'hiza hatar l'tamei b'yom shlishi v'yom shvi v'chitar b'yom shvi v'chibes begadav v'rachas pamayim v'tara ba'arev." Both Lefi Rav Meir and Lefi Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, the Gemara is bothered with two parts of the pasuk. First of all, we already stated in pasuk Yud Beis the din of chitar b'yom shlishi v'yom shvi. Therefore, the Gemara now states, "V'hiza hatar l'tamei b'yom shlishi v'yom shvi l'amli." Why do we need this pasuk? Tell us that you have to spray on the person who's tamei mace on the third and seventh day. And the Gemara in a moment will also ask the L'chayr, why does the Pasuk continue and say V'chitah b'yayim ha'shvi? And the Gemara continues and answers, Istrich, we do need this Pasuk. As Sakat ha'chamina, Shlish l'mutei sheni, Shvi l'mutei shishi, the Kamamayit b'mei taira. One may have thought when the Torah tells us that you have to spray on the tummy mace on the third and seventh day, when it says b'yayim ha'shlishi, it's coming to Mamayit that you can't be maza on the tummy mace on the second day after you became tummy. As even if you would then spray on the seventh day, L'maisa, your first hazah was not done. And when the Torah states you have to spray on him on the seventh day, it's coming to teach us that if someone did the first hazah properly and he did it on the third day and then he did the second hazah on the sixth day, then that would not be valid either, because L'maisa, he only had 3 days between the third and sixth day, and number two, he only had the hazah on the sixth day and he didn't have the proper time frame for hazah. But if the Kohen was mazel and made paraduma on a person who was tamei meis on the third and the eighth day with his additional days of Yimei Taira, number one, his original hazah was on the third day and his second hazah was after the seventh day, and therefore he had an interval of more than 4 days between the two, so certainly over there should be tar. Kamash one, that it specifically has to be done on the third and seventh day, and the only way that the mayim of the paraduma actually works is only within a 4 day interval, but if it's more than a 4 day interval, it would not be kosher. And Rashi points out that certainly if the kohen will be mazah on the tar meis on the fourth and eighth day, that certainly would be valid, because all you have is a 4 day interval and there's no din that specifically has to be on the third day. The Torah is just telling us that the only time that you could start the process of hazah is only once it's already the third day, but if you want to start the process on the fourth day, you'll be able to start at that point, but then the second hazah will have to be exactly 4 days afterwards and it will have to be on the eighth day. Similarly, when you mazah on the third day, they have to be mazah the second hazah on the seventh day and not on the eighth day. And the Gemara continues, V'chitah b'yayim ha'shvi l'amli, why did the Torah once again state that it will be cleansed on the seventh day? And the Gemara answers, Istrich, we also need that pasuk. Sakta chamina hanimil lekachim avul chum v'chad nami sagya kamash one. That if we would only have the first psukim, then we would say there's a special din in order for a tummy mace to be able to eat kachim. He would have to have the hazah on both the third and the seventh day. But if someone wants to be tar to eat truma, maybe you only have to have one hazah. And once you have the first hazah, you'll be able to eat truma already. Kamash one. That the only time you could eat truma is also only if you had hazah on the third as well as the seventh day. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out two ideas. Number one, Taisis Nibam Aschel Bishlein Rameya Hayin Dechsev Hu Yischata. Taisis points out, Tema Ma In Yizel Machlekes Afil Rameya Lomli Valoi Behav Mekayim Dechsev Rachetz B'mayim V'tara Valoi Hutzuch Leima Bim Lo Yichetz Lo Yitara. We find many times in the Torah that the Torah only tells us one side of the coin when it's telling us to do and perform a specific mitzvah. And we know the Torah states Rachetz B'mayim V'tara and it doesn't say Vim Lo Yichetz Lo Yitara. Therefore, even according to Rameya, L'chayr, the pasuk could have just stated Hu Yischata by B'yom Shlishi U'V'yom Hashvi Yitar, and we'll understand that the other side of the coin is V'im Lo Yischata B'yom Shlishi U'V'yom Hashvi Lo Yitar. And Taisus answered V'yish Leimad Lo Dami. That's not similar. The Halsa Milsul Pshita Kivin the Mitzvah Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. That over there it's a Milsul Pshita that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do something in a specific way, and therefore V'im Lo Yasa Lo Yatsa. Certainly, if you didn't do it, you're not going to be Yitza. Avachem Mash B'Ksas Shu Lashin Tnai. Over here it's Mashman at some sort of a Tnai. Midichsev Hu Yischata V'Havik Ilu Ksev Im Yischata by And based on the Lashon, it's mashma like a Tanai, and therefore we should have had Tanai Kafel. And certainly, Tais is learning our Gemara differently than we did. And Tais is learning that these Psukim, B'negeid Paraduma, actually fit into a standard din of Tanayim, and therefore all the Dini Tanayim should apply, and that's why we ask Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, since Rav Chanina ben Gamliel does not require a Tanai Kafel, therefore why did Torah have to say both sides of the coin? And of course, we learned the Gemara a bit differently, and we learned that we just see from Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that he holds that Mechlal Hein at the Shemei Lav, we should have applied that same Sfarah to these Psukim as well, even though this Pasuk, B'negeid Paraduma, is not necessarily like a standard Tanai. And we begin the Mishnah, Mekadosh Yisha, if Reuven's Mekadosh Rachel V'Oman, Reuven stated, Kasava Yisi Shikanes V'Ari Leviya, I thought that she was a Kanes, and really she's a Bas Levi, or Leviya V'Ari Kanes, I thought she's a Bas Levi, and really she's a Bas Kain, or Ania V'Ari Ashira, I thought that she was poor, and really she's wealthy, or Ashira V'Ari Ania, or I thought that she was wealthy, and really she's poor, Harezu Mekudeshes, in all these cases, the Kedush Nisral, Mepresh Lo Yitase, because she didn't cause him to make this mistake, as Rashi says, Elohu Hites Atzmai, V'Kim L'Pirish, and since he didn't actually explicitly state this at the time of Kedushin, Lav Kol Kamine, the Havlu Dvarim Shablev, so Reuven is not Nema to say that this is what he had in mind as Dvarim Shablev, Einan Dvarim, and of course, as we saw in the Mishnah Daf Nun, that if Reuven would have explicitly stated this, then it actually would not be a valid Kedushin. And the Mishnah continues, Ha'im Aleisha, if someone says to a woman, Harei Mekudeshes Li La'achashes Gayer, then I am giving you a proof that today I want the Kedushin to be Chal once I become a Ger, or La'achashes Tiskayer, or after become a Geris, or La'achashes Shtachra, after I become free, as right now I'm an Eved Knani, or after you are no longer a Shifcha Knanis, and after you are freed, Reuven says to Rachel, who is currently married to Shimon, La'achash Yom is Bailech, that you should be Mekudeshes to me once your husband dies, or Reuven is married to Rachel, and he tells Rachel's sister Leah that I want you to be Mekudeshes me after your sister Rachel dies, and as we know that the only Eved that a person can marry once that Eved dies is by a Chayis Ishtai, or Reuven says to Rachel that right now your husband died and therefore you zakuk liyibum and you're now also to me because the pasuk says until she easily receives yibum uchalitza, and while Rachel is a shemeres yavam, Reuven gives Rachel a pruta and he says once the yavam does chalitza to you, then you should be mekudeshes to me. Then all these cases in mekudeshes, and Rashi points out laach shiachsul liyivamich ksava haytana, that our tana holds and kedushin taisim biyavam l'shuk, that even though it is only an Isalav, Kedushin is still not typhus by Yavam Lashuk. Rashi explains the reason why in all the cases of the Mishnah it's not Mekudeshes is because the Havali Dvarim Shalei Ba'al Olam, as in all these cases, at this point, Reuven cannot be Mekadesh Rachel, the Achshav Ein B'yad L'Kacha, therefore the Kedushin cannot be Chal. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein Ha'im L'Chaveri M'yolda Ishtachan Nekeva Reizu Mekudeshes Li Ein Mekudeshes. And similarly, if Reuven says to Shimon that your wife right now is expecting, and if she has a daughter that I want to be Mekadesh that daughter, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin, as once again, it's a Davash Leba Olam, and even though the rest of the Mishnah is in parentheses, but the Maisa, we will see this point made in the Gemara, and therefore we read it over here as well. However, if the wife of your friend at that point is already expecting, and it's already Hukka Ubra, and therefore it's noticeable that she's pregnant, then Dvar of Kayamin, and if his wife would actually give birth to an Akeva, then the original Kedushin would be Chal at that moment, even though to some degree, this Ubur is Leibala Olam. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that Rashi explained that if someone has periods that are still Mechubit to the Kaka, then not Chayim and Truma. And Rashi states, because the Pasuk says, Rashi's Degoncha, and we learn out, Midid Midgon, Shanesa Bekri, that the only time the Chi of Truma applies is only once the Tfu is already caught and it already is in a pile. Hilkach Lechol Shem Truma, Alatol Shurfish Love, and therefore, if someone would take off Truma from periods that are already Tolish, they say that this should become Truma on the pears that are still attached to the ground, that's not considered a valid afreshes truma, v'tevelu b'yad kayin, and therefore the pears that were tolish that you now gave to the kayin, and ostensibly they became truma, they're not considered truma, and they're actually still tevel. And Rashi continues, in addition, and if you take other pears and you say that these pears should become the truma for the pears that I already gave to the kayin, then those pears would actually now be chulin. And Rashi now explains the status of those pears that are mechuba, that certainly the pears that were mechuba would not mesukin ulshiyitlish, and once they're cut off the ground, at that point you'll have to take it off truma in order to be mesakin those pears. Ainin Taisus points out that lechira according to Rashi, that's not relevant if something was detached from the ground or if it's attached to the ground. L'chari, the main point is that even if there would be tvua that would detach from the ground, but it still was not placed in the pile, it's still not considered truma because it's not midgun, and therefore, once again, it would still be menachiv al aptor, and that frush's truma should not be valid. Taisus in the first of the wide line states, L'chari nir l'ri, hada mechuba pata, that the reason why pears that are mechuba l'kaka are considered pata mena truma is because the pasuk states, mimenu, and we learn out, mimenu v'lei mena mechuba. Taisus actually learns that pears that are mechuba l'kaka would not be able to have truma taken off, even b'diavad. However, if pears were already cut off the ground, but they're not yet in a pile, then although l'chatchilo, you should not take off truma at that point, but if you do so, b'diavad, it would be a valid truma, ayin sham. And our Gemara begins, t'nan hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Shumah, is in term in atol shal mechuba, a person cannot take off truma from pears that are detached to the ground, for pears that are still attached to the ground, then term ain't truma si truma, and if you did take off truma, then the truma is not valid, and it still is considered tevel. The Gemara continues, b'yim ni Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Echon, so Rabbi Asi asked the following question, Rabbi Echon, amma pears rugazu tlushim, yu truma, pears rugazu mechubarn, if Reuven says that the pears of this row, which are already detached from the ground, should become truma on the pears of this row, which are still attached to the ground, or he said, pears rugazu mechubarn, yu truma, pears rugazu tlushim, that the pears of this row, which are still attached to the ground, should become truma for the pears that are already detached from the ground, and since certainly Reuven understood that it's impossible to take off truma from pears that are still attached to the ground, and it's also impossible to be mesakin pears that are attached to the ground, therefore he explained that lichshiyitlushu, I don't mean that should become truma at this moment, I just mean that once they're detached from the ground, then the truma should take effect. And therefore Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Echon, v'nitlushu, in that case, once they become tolish, mao, what is the din, would you say that the truma is chal or not? And as Rashi states, mao shetei truma l'mafreya, mi habi kemakdish davish l'ba'olam oiloi, and Amalei and Rabbi Echon stated that although we have a cloud, that a person can't be makdish davish l'ba'olam, however, kol shebiyodei lav kemechusam maisa dami, however, since in our case, it's possible for Reuven to immediately cut this grain off of the ground and be mafresh the truma immediately, therefore the truma can michal. Therefore, we do not look at this as if it's mechusam maisa, and we don't look at it as if it's a davish l'ba'olam. And the Gemara continues, Eisveis, Rabbi Asi asked the following question, Rabbi Echon, from a Mishnah, that a Mishnah stated, Oimel isha reyom kudeshes li, l'achshe eskayer, l'achshe deskayer, l'achshe shtachar, l'achshe shtachar, l'achshe yomis baylech, l'achshe shetomis achoseich, l'achshe yachlis l'chivamech, inim kudeshes, mor yeh, especially mekulu, labiyodai, so certainly the rest of them are considered davish l'ba'olam, certainly it's not in Reuven's control in order to affect this kedushin, he can't control if she'll become a gyaris or if she'll have a shtah shichra and she'll no longer be a shifra ketanis. He can't control if her husband will die or if her sister will die, etc. However, the Gemara is el ger have biyodai l'chir, the case where Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be mekadesh you on condition that I become a ger, l'chir over there it is in his control to become a ger, and if so, if you're a beichron, we should not look at that as davish l'ba'olam and it should be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara answers ger nami la biyodai, that even b'negei geris it's not in his control. The Amr Rabbi Ba'aba Amr Rabbi Echon, because Rabbi Ba'aba stated the name Rabbi Echon, and we continue on to have Samach Beis and Beis Ger Tzarech Shleisha, that in order to have a proper Gerius we need three people and we need a Bezdin Mai Taima, and what is the reason Mishpach Sibbeik Adin, that we see the Torah says the Lashon Mishpach B'negei Ger, and therefore it has a din like a regular din Torah, and you require three Dayanim, and the Miyamin of Zdakalei Hani Tlosa, and how do we know that these three people will actually acquiesce to become a Bezdin and to do his Gerius for him? And as Rashi says, Tzarech Shleisha Yisraelim Shnizkakon Loi Lat Biloi Ulai Dia Mixas Mitzas Kalis V'Kamuris Kedam V'Yavamis and Mishpach Sibbei. And as the Pasuk states at the end of Pashas Emor, Mishpat Echad Yilachem Kager Ka'ezrach Yiyah Ki Ani Hashem Alekechem. Therefore, since in the case of Geiris it's also not Biyodai, that's why it's not a valid Kedushin. The Gemara continues, Maskler Rabbi Abba Mamol, so Rabbi Abba Mamol now he asks a question, Rabbi Echon, El Me'ato, if you, Rabbi Echon, are correct, we don't consider that there's a chasarin of Dov Shalai B'Lailam if it's in your control to change that status. So that nice and putta l'shivchasai, if Reuven, instead of giving a putta to a shivcha that belongs to someone else, but he gives a putta to his own shivcha, the Oman, he says to her, Harei at mekudeshes li l'achashe shachrirach, that Ayu should be mekudeshes to me after I'm shachriyu, hachinami to have a kedushin, l'chir over here, it's biyadai, and therefore it should be a valid kedushin according to Rabbi Echon. And the Gemara answers, Hachi hashta, hasami kar behima, hasha das acheres, that there's no similarity between that case and the case of Rabbi Echon, because in the case of Rabbi Echon, when a person biyadai, it's actually in some way in this world. However, in this case, where this woman at this point is a shifcha kananis, and therefore at this point she's considered like a behema, she doesn't have any yad and she doesn't have any das. Once she becomes a baskarin, then her status completely changes, and at that point she has her own das. So in this case, even though it's true it's biyodai to be able to allow her to become baskarin, however, since her status is so changed, hilkach, as Rashi says, ein mechusam maisa gadol mizeh, there, certainly we have to look at it as if she's Davish Loy B'Loylam. Therefore, even though it is B'yadai to change the status, and even so, the Kedusha will not be valid. And that's why in the Mishnah we stated that if Reuven says to a woman that you should be Mekudesh with me after you become a Meshuchra, then it's not considered valid Kedushin. The Mishnah is not Mechalik between someone else's Shivcha, or if this woman was Reuven's Shivcha and he had the power to be Meshachar her, and even so, it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And the Ritva points out that this Teretz of the Gemara of Hasamei Kara Behema Hashadas Acheres really could have been the Gemara's Teretz in the first question when we asked B'negei Reuven that was Mekadesh Rachel when Reuven becomes a Ger. And as the Ritva says, over there, we wanted to actually tell you the truth. The ger la biyadihu, that in a gay ger, it's not considered beyond the person to become a ger at sarach shleisha, as you need three people. And miyemidim is dak lay, as we explained before. However, the Rashba actually argues on the Ritva, and he says, but in a gay ger, we will not be able to say mi kar behima the be'evid dafka hu de iklam emahachi, that it's only been a gay on evid and a shivcha that we're able to say that originally they were considered like a behima. Meshum de iu iskish behima de chsiv shvulachem pay imachamar av a goy loy, but a goy is not considered like a behema, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Vela Hadam Rabbi Isha, that this statement Rabbi Isha made, Hanesa Putal Ishtai, Vamala, Re Mekudeshes Lila Achasha Gashech, Eni Mekudeshes, that Reuven says to his wife Rachel, that I want to be Mekadesh you once again, once I divorce you, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin, as right now she's an Ishish Ish, and therefore the Kedushin that he gives her right this moment can be Chal, and therefore it's a Dovish Lebel Elam, but Hachanam Rabbi Echon have a Kedushin, that Lacher according to Rabbi Echon should be a valid Kedushin, because Lamaisa it's Biyodai of Reuven to divorce her, therefore the Kedushin should be Chal. And the Taisa Riyah Zakin adds into the question and makes it stronger, She'isha Isa Beria, She'hi Kaidam Aget, Hila Achashe Gersha, that in this case, a regular woman is the same woman that she was before the get and after the get, Hachanami Dava Kedushin, and in this case, it should be a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Nehi to Biyodal Gasha, Biyodal Kacha, even though it's true that right now, if Reuven wants, he could divorce Rachel, but the Maisa, it's not Biyodai to be Makadisha at that point. As Rashi says, Bitmiya, Vichi Biyodal Kacha, Imigashena, Shomle Titsrasa Bekedusha, maybe she will not desire to be Mekudeshes to him at that point, and therefore it's not considered Biyodai. And the Rishonim explained that once we get to this Teretz of the Gemara, this Teretz of the Gemara could have worked for both of our previous Shailas, B'negei or Reuven, who said that you should be Mekudeshes to me once I become a Ger, and B'negei Reuven says to his own Shifcha Kananis that you should become Mekudeshes to me once I free you. Although it may be Biyad Reuven to become a Ger, or Biyodai to free his Shifcha, however, it's not Biyodai to be Mekadeshar, as maybe at that point she would not be Nisratza for the Kedushin. And before we continue, let's just point out what the Meiri states in our Gemara, and this will give us a better understanding of the concept of Biyodai, as the Meiri is bothered that L'chira, how could the Gemara say that's Biyodai L'gasha? L'chira, just like B'negei Ager, we stated that since you need three, Miyemi D'mizdakle, Hani Tlasa, so L'chira, the same would apply, B'negei Aget Isha, that who said the Seifa and the Edom will want to actually go and make this get and be the Edom for this get, and therefore how can you say that's considered Biyodai of the husband to divorce a woman? Meiri states, L'chira, Nemekein Elbe Bezdin, She'en Iskakel L'chol Adam, that it's only stated by the Gei of Bezin, where Bezin has to decide if they want to get involved in a certain din Torah or not. That Edom and Sefer make themselves available for everyone. And therefore, the Meiri explains that although many ask this question, but in actuality, there's a simple difference between Bezin and Edom and a Sefer, and therefore it's not Shver. And the Gemara now continues, Tifshad by Rabbi Ishiya, the Lachar, based on this din of Rabbi Echan, we should be able to be patient. The Shaila Rabbi Isha, the Rabbi Isha had a Shaila on this, and Shtei Putas Leisha. Reuven gave two Putas to Rachel, Ba'achas Amal Iskach Le'ayim, and with one Puta he said, I want to be Makadish you today, Uva'achas Amal Iskach Le'achasha Gashich, and one he said, I want to be Makadish you after we get divorced, Tifshim Minad, Le'av Kedushin. L'chir, we should be patient that it's not considered a valid Kedushin, because L'maisa, it's not Biyadu L'kacha, even though it's Biyad Reuven to divorce Rachel, but L'maisa at that point, who said that Rachel will be Nisratza to have Kedushin with Reuven? And the Gemara responds that you can't be paisha to Shaila, as it's very different than the case that we had before, because Dilma Kech the Tafsi Kedushin Hashra, Tafsi Nami Lachakain, as beforehand, when Reuven said to his wife that he was already married to, and she was already in Ishish, and therefore at this point, no longer could you do Kedushin with her at this moment, and he said, I want to be Makadishu after we get divorced, so certainly over there, even though it's Biyadu Lagasha, but it's definitely not Biyadu Lakacha. However, in this case, at this point, Rachel is a Pnea, and therefore maybe by the fact that Reuven said to her at this moment that I want to be Makadish you today at the point that we get divorced. In this case, since it's still beyond to be Makadish her at this moment, since at this point she's not an Ashes Ish, therefore it's quite possible that her Das could work at this moment, and after she gets divorced, then the Kedushin would be Chal, and we wouldn't need her Das, and therefore it would be considered Biyodai Rabbi, and it would be a valid kedushin, and therefore you can't bring a raya to the shayla of Rabbi Ishia. And as Rashi states, claim alahim and safkali Rabbi Ishia b'ha mishum de iklamema dil mesvilon migudi b'yil kedushin hashta mekachi tafsi b'kedushin la'achazman mehashta, and therefore the kedushin will be chal la'achazman, but her rotzon will work from this moment as a shaykh to be mekadosh at this moment. However, avu mekadosh is ishtoy lechazi hashta limit v'is kedushi shrei mekudesh is v'aymedes, and therefore the kedushin is only going to be chal and will only take place at a later point. At that point, we will need haratzain. Before we continue, let's point out a few ideas. Number one, Rashi said that Gertzar Shlesha, and Rashi stated that we require three for the tefillah, as well as to be medea to the ger, mixes, mitzvahs, kalas, v'chamuris. However, Ayin Tesis, Dima Maskel, Gertzar Shlesha, which Tesis says, Nira Dafka, b'kabalos mitzvahs, who to be in a gimel, av b'tefillah, b'chad sagya, and krakibul love ha-mitzvahs. And then Tesis states that although we have Gemaris, which is mashma, that we require three even for tefillah, Tesis states, v'yishlema, devadi la mitzvah, b'in shlesha, that certainly chatchila we need three. Avoloila akev inami yishlema the hadabay yishlesha hainu tamim mishum kabbalas mitzvahs that ain't a chnami with the gemara states that we require three. That is dafka for kabbalas mitzvahs and even chatchila there is no requirement to have three dayanim by the tefila. And Ayin Taisis where he discusses if these three have to be mumchin or they could be hadyatis as well. Ayin Shum also Taisis nidu maskel elamata nesim put lishavchase is that lachira how the gemara asked this question if lachira we should be able to answer the same teretz and in order for a shivcha to become a geiris, she lechera needs three people, a miyemid and mistakilah, as we just explained, b'negeir ager, v'imkein ein biyadai, and his answers v'yishlema, the sugizu asikimada omen v'yavamas, the eved ein chai b'kabalos mitzvahs la'achashichra, that since the eved already accepted some mitzvahs at the time that he became an eved, therefore there's no requirement for him to once again have kabalos mitzvahs. And as Taisa states, in kein b'shas kinyonai, hoi matbilin lo'isai, k'dei l'kabal ha-mitzvahs v'tfilod la'achashichra, hainu tfilas ger, v'hi lo'i b'y as Taisus explained beforehand. And the Gemara continues, Tanik Avasa Rabbi Echron, that we see in a braisa similar to the din Rabbi Echron, once something is biyodai, then it's not considered a dav shor bala olam. And the braisa states, in term in a tol shalom chubah, in term in shumasi truma, as we stated before. And now the braisa brings an example, ketzad, ama peris rugazu tlushin, yu truma peris rugazu mechuberis, or peris rugazu mechuberis, yu truma peris rugazu tlushin, loya maklum, certainly it's not considered a valid truma. Avla ama lshiyit lshu vinit lshu dvar kayamin. And the braisa continues, and adds in exactly like the din of Rabbi Echon that this is only if he wanted to make a chuma at that point. But if Reuven said that I want the chuma only to be chal once the grain that was attached to the ground is now cut off and is now detached, then it would be a valid chuma because it's biyadai. And therefore, clearly from the Tanakhama we see like the words of Rabbi Echon, and the Gemara continues and brings the rest of the brisa that yes, al kein Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov even goes a step further, and he actually will say even where something is mamish davish loy b'olam and it's not biyadai, that we still would say that the truma would still be a valid afrasha. And as Rashi says, yes, okay, now feel masha in biyadai the kasava, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will hold that adam makdish umakna dava shloi b'la'ilam. And the Gemara explains, afilo ama peris rugazu tlushin yu truma peris rugazu mechuberes peris rugazu mechuberes yu truma peris rugazu tlushin. Reuven clarifies that the only time that will be considered truma il shirviyu shlish once the period that is attached to the ground is already a third grown v'yitlshu, and I will also pull it off the ground, and then v'yitlshu shlish v'nitlshu. The din is that once the pre and once the grain is already grown to the size of a third of its normal growth, and then he actually cuts it off the ground, then the truma will actually be chal. Rashi explains what is the significance of being a third grown. As Rashi says, something that is not yet a third grown is not biyodi to cut off the ground and to take out truma. The tfuah shleivishlish lav tfuhi, that any tfuah and any grain that did not yet grow to a third of its growth is not considered tfuah. Kidgam rashana miva'asas tfuah l'shalish atik. And the Gemara now clarifies that certainly Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not say that if something is completely lo ba'olam, then the din would be that a person could be makna or makdish davar shloi ba'olam. However, Amar Rabba states like Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov el b'shachais, that the only time Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said his din is even though it wasn't yet a third grown, and therefore it's not really roya to cut off the ground for Michael Adam, but the maisa it's large enough that's considered fodder for behemah, even though at that point it's not a bia gemura and it's not in the world completely. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say, we still consider that you're able to be matish it even though it wasn't mamish bala ilam. And as Rashi says, ela b'shachas, sha'afa pishal in espash lagarin and shlish, that even though they did not become ripe and did not become a third grown, o yafil adayin le'livlu achitim shachas mi'ahave, v'roi liksa v'lachla behema, demidiminka v'choshvu, at this point it's recognizable and it's choshev. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that we consider it bala ilam and you can be matish it. However, Rabbi says, av ba'agam loy, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, swiftly not say his din, when you have Torah that is size of an agam, which Rashi defines that it's very thin and it's not yet grown. And as we will see in a moment, it's talking about tefuah that already grew a little bit, and you're able to bend one side over the other. And even though it grew a little bit, it's still considered davar shel ba'olam, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, until it reaches the point of shachas, and you could cut it off and use it as fodder for your behema. And Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabbah, and he says, afilu ba'agam, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov may not say his din if it didn't grow at all, but if it's the size of agam, that's considered enough. And if you're Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you could already make it truma, and once you cut it off, and once it reaches a third of its growth, the initial afrashish truma would be valid. And the Gemara continues to define the term agam, as Rabbi Yosef stated, afilu ba'agam, and we explain that it's talking about a piece of tefuah that just started coming out of ground, and it's enough that you're able to bend one side over the other, but it's not very large. And the Gemara asks, Me'i mashmad hai agam lishna de butzlanahu, how do we see that this lashon of agam is a lashon of butzlana, which means something that's just sprouting? Amar b'lezer d'amakra, as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, halachayv ka'agbain reishai, just like in that pasuk, it's referring to someone bending their head. Over here, it also refers to a piece of tefuah which you could bend one side over the other. And the Gemara continues, command azal hadatanya, or as some agrees, hadatan, because it seems to be referring back to our Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that states, if Reuven says to his friend Shimon, if your wife gives birth to an akeva, then that girl should be mekudeshes to me. And the Mishnah taught us, that's not valid. Amr Mechlina taught us, that the only time that we said this in the Mishnah is only we're at the point that Reuven said this to Shimon. Shimon's wife was not yet expecting. If Shimon's wife would have been expecting, then his words would be valid, and it would be a valid kedushin. And we see that Rabbi Chanina is explaining that the only time that we say that it's not a valid kedushin is only if it's davish lo ba'olam klal, and it didn't come to this world at all. However, in a case where it started coming to this world and she was already mubaris, then it would be chal, and the kedushin would be chal even on something which is not mamish a ba'olam. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Chanina is saying this din according to the shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He learns that certainly our Mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we know that we always pass the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Mishnas Shul Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. Therefore, Rabbi Chanina was able to explain our Mishnah that since our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then the only time our Mishnah stated it in that it's not considered a valid kedushin is only if ein ishtemu beres. However, aval ishtemu beres tvar kiyamin, then it would be a valid kedushin. But ein chinami, if we would explain that our Mishnah is going like the Tanakama that argues Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they hold that in all cases we would say that's considered dav shel ba'olam, then the chayyur there would not be a chiluk if the woman was already expecting, or if she wasn't, and in all cases the uba is considered a loy ba'olam, and therefore the kedushin would not be valid. And in Taisus, who discusses this point even further, and the Gemara continues, and is according to Rabbi Chanina, command that Rabbi Chanina stated that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if it would be ishtemu beres, then dvar kiyamin, who is that going like? And the Gemara explains it could be going both like Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, iku Rabbah kashoka uba. If you Rabbah who stated Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's din was only by shachas, so in this case, it's not only a scenario where Shimon's wife was expecting, but she had to be already hookah ubra at a stage where you're able to tell that she was expecting, since she is already so much more advanced, and it's hookah ubra, therefore we could look at this ubra as if it's not completely loy ba'loylam, and therefore the kedusha could be chal. Gemara continued, ik Rabbi Yosef afapish lehookah ubra, and according to Rabbi Yosef, who explained that the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did not only apply by shachas, but even by agam, then even if this woman was pregnant and it was not hookah ubra, then we could still say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was not considered a chasarn of davish loy ba'loylam. If Shimon's wife gives birth to a daughter, then Reuven's kedusha would be valid. And the Gemara continues, v'ikad amri, and others have a different version as to what Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef stated. And the Omer Rabbi and Rabbi stated, lo Omer Blaz ben Yaakov el b'shachas to beik kifsha al b'shachas beik shakya loy, that the only time Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said his din is only by shachas that was ready able to be used for fodder of behema, but has to be that type of shachas which is being grown in the sadeh shel beis habal. And as Rashi says, shidaya b'meik shamim, its growth will be sufficient even with just rainwater, and therefore certainly it will grow. Therefore, at that point, we consider it a dav shel ba'olam, because memela it will grow as it's only dependent on rainwater. However, Rabba holds that the din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not apply on that type of shachas which is grown in a field that needs irrigation. As Rashi says, shel sada beis hashlachas shesrich lahatzer it's loy oma david b'sida, because it's normal that it should get ruined. Kilo mashkela can be boila if you don't feed it and you don't water it properly. Hilka kamish loy ba'olam klalu, and therefore even at the point that's already grown to the point of shachas, it's still considered loy ba'olam klal, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it would not be a valid truma. In this version, Rabbi Yosef did not say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say his din even by agam. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef argued on Rabbah, and he stated afilu be shachas to be shakya, that even if it would be shachas that's grown in an irrigated field, it would still be considered enough to be bala Ilam, and therefore it would be considered valid Chuma according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But even Rabbi Yosef agrees, if someone will try to make something Chuma when the Tefillah was only in the status of Agam and it was so small, then at that stage it's still considered Davar Shelo Yibal Olam Klal, and therefore it would not be a valid Chuma. Based on this version of the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara now states, Kaman Azal Hadutanya, when Rabbi Hanina said his din regarding our Mishnah that stated, Oymel Chaverim Yelda Ishtachana Kevim Kudeshously, that Loya Maklum, Varma Bchanina, Loy Shanel Elshain Ishtamuberis, Al Ishtamuberis, Devar Kayaman, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, once his wife is expecting, then Devar Kayaman, Kaman, Kashoker Uba, Vidivir Kol, according to this, it had to be that was Hooker Ubra, even according to Rabbi Yosef, because although Rabbi Yosef was not Mechal between Shachas Bekivsha and Shachas de Beishakya, but certainly Rabbi Yosef held that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not consider something Bala Ilum Tzas in a case of Agam, and therefore, if there was a woman that was only pregnant, it was not Hooker Ubra, even Rabbi Yosef hold that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not consider that a far enough stage in a pregnancy to be considered that's already Bala Ilum Tzas, and therefore, it would not be a valid Kedushin, even according to Rabbi Yosef, and we will stop over here.